They have sold over 7 million records. They've had 2 number one singles and so far 2 platinum selling albums. From Little Mix, please welcome Perry!
Yay!
Whoop, whoop. The best one of all!
Yeah, our favourite!
Oh, yeah!
Well, I noticed that your Get Weird album is possibly going to nudge its way to the top of the album charts this weekend.
Oh, gosh, well, it's doing so well. It's our best album yet, and but obviously there's Elvis out there at the moment.
Just a small matter of Elvis Presley to beat this weekend.
Well, I'm the king. He had to release, didn't he? So, I love a bit of Elvis, but...
And what do you think is the magic formula on this album that's putting it head and shoulders above the others?
Well, I think we took a lot of time on this album, you know, to write it and record it. We took a year out pretty much to do it. So it's a very honest album. It's very fun, colourful pop. It's got a lot of kind of 80s influences there and... Yeah, we just absolutely love this album.
We noticed that Anton from X Factor is loving you guys. He's a big Little Mix fan. Are you watching him on the show? Are you watching X Factor? And if you do get a chance to see it, what kind of memories does it bring back for you? How do you feel if you do see it?
Oh, we love X Factor. I mean, we absolutely love it, but it makes us feel sick watching it. Like, it's really hard and stressful. Like, but it is amazing going back and being able to be proud of what we've achieved and everything like that. But we love Anton. Me and Leanne love him. He's so sweet.
Oh, we were looking at your record-breaking stats, and you beat the Spice Girls with your highest-charting debut in the US. And which Spice Girl would you be, Perry, if you could go back to the 90s and be a Spice Girl? Which one would you be?
Baby Spice. I loved Posh as well. I just thought she was so funny. I'd say Jessie's the Jerry. And Jerry was all for, like, girl power and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely see that. And, it's not so much about girl power, you guys, at the moment. It's about, well, the weirdness. You're getting weird. And what kind of weird stuff do you get up to when maybe no one is looking and cameras aren't prying?
Oh, we're all weird. I'm going to confess something on behalf of Leanne.
Yes, okay. Yes, here we go. Woo, the dirt.
This is probably one of the weirdest things I've ever heard somebody do. She once sat down and asked us girls if we ever look in the mirror ourselves when we cry and see what we look like.
Wow.
Yes.
She did an impression of it. She put her hands over her eyes and started crying. Then she pulled her hands lower and looked in the mirror and went...
Yeah, we've got the measure of the weirdest one. Weird food as well. We know Jade likes her crisp sandwiches.
Who doesn't like a crisp sandwich?
Well, I'm glad you said that. What flavour?
What kind of flavour crisp do you like in your sandwich, Jade? I like cheese and onion. Yeah, we both like cheese and onion.
Oh.
And this is weird, but wonderful, and you have to give it a go. What sits in a pot noodle? Don't knock it till you've tried it. You leave the what's-its on the top and you take a bite and the crunch of the what's-it and the noodles and...
We got to try that.
That is such a great shout.
I want to know your feedback. I want to know what you think of it.
Oh,
well, we'll let you know on Twitter. What
we'll
pot noodle flavour would you recommend?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so obviously the cheesy what's-it.
Yep.
With, I'd say, a curry pot noodle.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
I thought she was going to go for the green one. You
that's
know,
the
chickeny one. I thought that's what she was going to say.
You surprised
me with the curry one, I've got to say.
No, it could be either or. It's chicken and mushroom or curry.
Yeah.
They both work.
But have you ever eaten sort of posh food that you've been served when you've had to go somewhere a bit swanky and you've thought, oh, do you know what? I'd rather have my pot noodle or my what's-its.
All the time. Like, I don't think... People understand, like, Little Mix were not posh gals. We were in Vegas not that long ago, and me and Leanne shared a fish platter. And I've never tried, is it oysters when they're in Australia? You've got to suck them.
Yeah.
Right. So I obviously didn't get the technique. I didn't know you just swallowed it like a shot. I chewed it. Now, you can imagine my reaction. I'm a bit of a drama queen anyway. So I'm chewing this horrible, squishy piece of salty, sweaty, crusty, and I couldn't bear it. I literally, in the most ladylike, polite way, got my napkin, put it over my mouth and spat it out. 2 minutes later, Leanne reaches for the napkin to wash her hands with it, and it just went all over.
Oh,
it was gross. She got over it.
Now, we know you girls love Nando's. Have you got the legendary black card from Nando's?
No, we haven't.
Oh, that's an angry no there. You've got to sort this out, ladies.
It's all right. Adele hasn't got one either, so you're in good company, but...
It's not fair, is it?
And you've got the song Black Magic, which we all know was just really a plea to them for a black card. We know that's what it was all about.
It's true.
See?
Oh, look, they can have peri-peri sauce, can't they?
Oh, of course they...
Listen, I'm a walking advertisement for Nando's. The chick is it. I'm called Perry, for God's sake. I won't stand for this anymore.
When we, seeing as we're on food and we're the breakfast show, what is the best breakfast you've had on your travels round the world?
Australia, hands down. It's just the kind of fresh organicness of everything. Everything's just beautifully made and everything's beautifully cooked and fresh and wonderful.
Hey, Perry, something we love to do every time we play your Black Magic song on the radio, well, certainly something I like to do every time we play it on the radio, is we do like to join in with the Black Magic. So we were hoping that all of us, in beautiful unison, could together do a rendition. If I could count you in from three. Is that OK? Three, two, one.
Magic.
Yes.
Perry and the girls from Little Mix.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.